The following story discusses suicide and self-harm and may not be suitable for all of our listenership. The Striving for Zero Suicide Prevention Strategic Planning Learning Collaborative marks a significant step forward in California's efforts to combat suicide. Launched in February 2021 by the state's Mental Health Services Oversight and Accountability Commission, the initiative aligns with the strategic aims and objectives of California's Striving for Zero, a suicide prevention plan that seeks to integrate comprehensive strategies and innovative solutions to address the pressing public health issue. California's strategic plan for suicide prevention was adopted in November 2019 and emphasized the importance of reducing access to lethal means as a universal prevention strategy. Evidence suggests that restricting access to methods of suicide significantly decreases suicide rates. Locally, Humboldt County's Public Health Branch received state recognition and was recently honored with the Striving for Zero Suicide Prevention Excellence Award. This accolade celebrates their collaboration with local firearm retailers to enhance safety and prevent suicide through the distribution of informational resources and free lockboxes as part of the Keep It Safe campaign. Recent statistics from the California Violent Death Reporting System have unveiled a troubling trend that underscores the urgency of addressing mental health and suicide prevention. In 2020 alone, California recorded a total of 4,143 suicides, with an alarming increase observed in cases involving firearms. Specifically, firearms were the method of suicide in 43% of male victims, highlighting a critical area for intervention. In Humboldt County, the situation is particularly dire. Over the span of roughly a decade, the county witnessed 528 suicides, with nearly half of these tragic events involving a firearm. This has positioned firearm-related suicides as a significant public health concern within the community. More striking is the Humboldt County suicide mortality rate, which currently stands at 23%, a rate more than double the state average, indicating a critical need for targeted suicide prevention efforts in the region. The Gunshot Project, a cornerstone of the DHHS strategy, involves local firearm dealers and ranges in suicide prevention efforts. By incorporating education on lethal means safety into firearm training and permit courses, the project aims to bridge the gap between firearm culture and suicide prevention. NKMA News reached out to one of the partners in their campaign.
So my name is Jared Waddle. Born and raised here in Humboldt County. Always loved firearms and kind of lived that lifestyle and then found my way into a career.
Waddle is the co-owner of Ballistic Precision, a shooting range in Eureka.
DHHS had contacted us. They, I believe, had gotten some grant money and were starting a program for what they called Keep It Safe, and that was to educate and provide not only lockboxes, safes, but also just literature and advice, and what evolved into actually some classroom type stuff for people to be educated on, you know, not just firearm safety, but, you know, medication overdose safety, suicide prevention, as well as, you know, violence prevention. And it's been a good program, and I think they've been successful.
While firearm owners are not inherently at greater risk of suicide, the risk of death increases when someone who is experiencing a suicide crisis has easy access to a gun.
The big thing is it's not necessarily firearm owners who are at the greater risk of potential suicide urges or violence. Generally, it's someone who knows that someone has a firearm available in their house, whether it's another family member that doesn't own the gun but knows there's one there. Children. I mean, there's so many different risk factors. People with, you know, chronic pain, substance abuse. This program kind of spearheaded during the pandemic, and we knew a lot of people were kind of locked up and just experienced a lot of different stress and things like that.
Most recently, the SVP has been working with local firearm instructors to develop a one-hour mental health curriculum to meet new state requirements for CCW training.
Yeah, so they've implemented a couple classes, and I know one instructor that uses our facility, she's been getting more people familiarized with the inherent risks of, you know, not having firearms locked up or easy access to them. We've actually added some curriculum into our training courses, whether it's just an introduction to firearms, basic class. You know, we have a portion in there on suicide prevention, lethal means, safety as well in there. And it's informative and it's good stuff to know because it's out there. A lot of people don't know how often, you know, unfortunately, suicides happen by firearms and violence. But it's around. And if you've ever read the news, Humboldt County does have a higher suicide rate than many other places. So I feel this program, you know, it helps. I think it does.
In a time of deep division over gun control debates, collaboration on practical life-saving solutions is a beacon of progress, says the project partner, highlighting the importance of collaborating in addressing complex issues like suicide prevention.
I think it's really good, and I'm really, really glad that they were recognized on the state level of the program that they created. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what political background you have, what your gun rights are, whatever. Not everybody, but lots of people have firearms. It doesn't matter what you are. They're a tool. Some people hate them, some people like them. But at the end of the day, having a program like this that's like, hey, this is for everybody. Let's get these lockboxes out there. Let's educate people. Let's make sure we're locking our stuff up. We're keeping things safe. It's good program, and I think they're gonna keep going forward with it. And we still have a bunch at our location that we're giving out.
Free lockboxes are also available at the Public Health Community Wellness Center, located at 908 7th Street in Eureka. If you have questions about obtaining a lockbox or cannot make an in-person visit, you can email keepitsafe@co.humboldt.ca.us or call the Healthy Communities Division at 707-268-2132. You can also reach out to Ballistic Precision for other gun safety questions.
Yeah, they're always welcome to contact us. We really enjoy people coming down. The shooting range has been great. You know, we've only been open for 4 years. But as far as, you know, myself, I've been in the firearms industry working in it for close to 16 years now. And really, we like talking to people and, you know, educating them on firearms, firearm safety. There's so many questions out there, and we have no problem talking to people and helping them out.
If you're interested in getting involved in suicide prevention efforts locally, the Humboldt County Suicide Prevention Network meets bi-monthly. They are also seeking members of the community to join their Lethal Means Safety Subcommittee. To join, you can email humboldtspn@gmail.com for more information. If you are concerned for yourself or someone you know, please know you are not alone. And help is available 24/7. Just dial 988. Or you can contact the crisis text line by texting HOME to 741-741.